What is God's prescription for health? Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Pastors George and Terry Pearsons as they continue their series, 10 Days of Healing. Find out what the Word has to say about your total healing and wellness.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Pastor George Pearsons. This is my wife, Pastor Terry Pearsons. We're the pastors here of Eagle Mountain International Church on the property of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and we are so glad to be with you this week. Praise God. This week, we are talking about 10 days of healing. Now, we had the first 5 days of healing last week. We talked about renewing our mind to good health. God's will is healing, but will He heal? And we learned that He will heal. We learned about healing and redemption and the God who heals all of our diseases. Now, if you missed any of these broadcasts last week, you can go back to kcm.org and they will be replayed on there so that you can access those. And we also have all of the notes from these teachings that are available to you so that you can go back through and read these, study these, and get this word down on the inside. So, are you ready for day 6?
Let's go.
Okay, let's go. First of all, Terry, we're going to turn to Proverbs chapter 4.
Before we get any further than that, I can hear it ringing in my ears. Somebody that didn't watch last week saying, who are they?
Who are they?
Who are them people?
Well, who are we?
Well, you tell them who we are.
We are, well, this is Kenneth and Gloria's daughter, Terry Copeland Pearsons. I am the son-in-law, George Copeland Pearsons.
Might as well be after all these
and
years.
And Kenneth and Gloria asked us if we would take these 2 weeks of broadcast. So the Lord ministered to us about healing. And they want you healed, we want you healed, and God wants you healed. Praise God. So that's why we're here with you these 2 weeks.
Now, see, you know, the Lord just helps you when you're watching, when you're doing a broadcast like this, you just hear things kind of down on the inside. The Lord just gives you a little insight. And I just, that person or persons that were wondering who we are all of a sudden went, oh, so now we can go on.
Okay. Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. And today and tomorrow, we're going to be talking about God's prescription for good health. These teachings that we're giving to you, we learned this from Kenneth and Gloria. Terry's been around a long time. Not age-wise, but she's been around this ministry for a long time, and I have as well. And these things that we're talking to you about, we have learned through Kenneth and Gloria, through their teachings, through Healing School, the healing schools that Gloria has had over these years. As a matter of fact, in our notes, I've included an article that we printed in a 1980 Believer's Voice of Victory magazine called God's Medicine. Gloria wrote that, and it really summarizes what we're going to be talking about over the next couple of days. But it really is up to you to continue to dig into the Word, continue to access the resources that we have at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and just absolutely immerse yourself in God's Word. And so that's what we're doing. And one of the things that Gloria has taught over these years is God's prescription for good health. So that's where we're beginning today, and we'll talk about it tomorrow as well. But let's begin, Terry, with Proverbs chapter 4 and verses 20 through 22. Would you read from the Amplified Translation?
My son, attend to my words. Consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart. For they are life to those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh.
Praise God. They are life. Read that part again. They are life.
They are life to those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh.
So we're talking here about the Word of God, which is life, which is health. The Hebrew in my Bible, the cross-reference here says medicine. So the Word of God is medicine to your flesh. If you're needing healing in your body, and even if you're not experiencing anything, it's good to keep the Word of God flowing into your body because it is health to all your flesh. The NIV translation says, they are life to those that find them and health to a man's whole body. The New Living Translation says, they bring life to those that find them and healing to their whole body. I like this, the God's Word translation, they heal the whole body. Notice here, Terry, it's saying the whole body. The Word of God will heal the whole body. And another translation I have, it says, will bring strength to all his flesh. So the Word of God will bring strength to your flesh. The word health there, as I told you just a moment ago, in the Hebrew, it's the word medicine. But it's also interesting. I like to study out the Hebrew words, the definitions of these words.
How do you do that?
I go to my concordance and I look up a word and I find out what the Hebrew says of that. There are a number of resources that are online these days. I mean, one of the things that I do is I'll type the scripture in there online, and it will bring me to study helps that will tell me what the definitions of these words are. And the word health in the Hebrew, it not only means medicine, but listen to this, it means a remedy, a cure, completely healed, and it also means physician. So the Word of God is a physician to us. So we should take the Word of God as faithfully as we would take a prescription. And there's no limit to the amount that we can take of the Word of God. There's no overdosing on the Word of God, and you won't have those awful side effects that, that you get from some medicines. The more you take, the more powerful you become. Terry, in the Amplified Translation, you have that there in Hebrews 4:12. Would you read that, please, in the Amplified Translation, talking about how powerful the Word of God is and how effective it is in our lives. Go ahead and read that, Terry.
For the Word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, the soul, and the immortal spirit, and of joints and marrow of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing, sifting, analyzing, and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart.
So the Word of God there, it's alive and full of power. I like that in the Amplified, talking about it's active, operative, and energizing. And effective. And that energizing part, it energizes the physical body. Psalm 107:20, He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. And then in John 6:63, it says, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. You know, your dad taught a series on absolute life. And that's what that word life there means. It's the Zoe life of God. It's life in the most absolute sense. So we're talking about the Word of God and how the Word of God will heal your body and the prescription for God's health found here in Proverbs chapter 4. So what we're going to do today and tomorrow is we're going to look at the prescription and see what God is prescribing from His Word. So, again, in Proverbs 4:20, my son, it says, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, and keep them in the midst of your heart.
Hang on, I'll catch up with you.
You headed back there?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to talk about this prescription that God has for good health. And the first part of that prescription is, attend to my words. We need to attend to the Word of God. We need to give our undivided attention to the Word of God. The God's Word translation says to pay attention. And again, in the Hebrew, it says to give to my words. So we have to give ourselves to God's Word, to attend to that Word. You and I have been attending to the Word for a long time, haven't we?
Yes,
we've been looking to the Word, attending to the Word. And I have a quote here. You know, one of the resources, and I don't have this listed on our resources, but one of the things that I've read before and read after is Brother Hagin's book called God's Medicine. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
God's medicine, and one of the things that Brother Hagin has written in there has to do with a medical doctor named Dr. Lillian B. Yeomans. And Dr. Lillian B. Yeomans, he said, a medical doctor who received divine healing for herself and then devoted her life to ministering and teaching on the subject would teach what she called healing classes in the daytime during her revival meetings. She wrote in one of her books to this effect, I almost became angry sometimes, for when we are studying the Word of God on such an important subject as healing for the body, you can tell people are not paying a bit of attention to it. They will thumb through the songbook, stare off into space, look out the window, or chew gum. And then those people, those same people, you want you to pray the prayer of faith for them, yet they don't do anything for themselves. And so it's important, Terry, that we give our undivided attention to the Word of God. Praise God. Praise God for His Word.
That's right.
We give time to sowing God's Word in our heart. Let's take a look at a couple of scriptures here. Let's turn to 1 Peter. 1 Peter. And we're looking at 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter 2. Attending to the Word. Giving God's Word our complete and total attention. And we need to take time to sow that Word down into our hearts. And so, would you read in 1 Peter 2, 2, let's see what that says in the Amplified.
Like newborn babies, you should crave, thirst for, earnestly desire the pure, unadulterated spiritual milk, that by it you may be nurtured and grow unto complete salvation.
So in giving our attention to the Word of God, we need to crave the Word. We have to have a craving for God's Word.
Yeah, like our grandbabies, they throw a fit when they don't get it.
I want it. I want that Word. We need to have a thirst for the Word of God. And as you just read, have this earnest desire for the Word of God. As newborn babes, desiring the sincere milk of the Word so that you can grow thereby. Let's take a look at another scripture in Matthew. Matthew chapter 4, and let's look at verse 4. We're talking about giving time to the Word of God, hungering for that Word, desiring that Word, thirsting for the Word of God. Matthew 4, 4, it says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Man doesn't live by bread alone. We live by the Word. What does the Amplified Bible say?
Pretty much the same. Man shall not live, be upheld, and sustained by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God.
You were talking to me earlier this morning about something from Psalm 119. Share with them about that, with what you were telling me about Psalm 119.
Just that the Psalm 119 is a good place to develop a love for the Word. That's pretty much it's the longest book in the Bible. David wrote that, and it's just a ongoing expression of David's love for the Word and why, what the Word does, how he'll seek the Word, search the Word out. And by saying those things and feeding them back into his own heart, his own hearing himself say it, he developed a sense of love for the Word.
So by reading that psalm, you can develop that desire. You can develop that craving. As you can develop a craving for anything.
Right.
A desire for anything. We desire the Word of God, and in that desire, whatever is needful in our lives, the Lord will fulfill that through His Word. And so the result of sowing that Word into your heart, the result of taking that Word and making massive deposits down on the inside. We were talking this morning about Keith Moore and about healing school and how he would watch Brother Hagin's.
He was working at Rhema, and they assigned him for some reason to to catalog something, I guess, but he was watching past healing schools, and he would watch those all day, every day, as well as assisting Brother Hagin in healing school. And after a period of time doing that, he realized, hey, I'm healed, I'm well. And then, of course, the Lord told him, now, if you'll do the same thing with prosperity, it's amazing what will happen to your finances.
So you just keep ingesting, keep depositing that. That's what happened to me at ORU. After I met you, and then I met your dad, and when he and I had a long discussion one day, and he said, George, I'm going to send you my Bible study. And I thought when he said Bible study, Bible course. And I thought he was talking about a little pamphlet or maybe a book. And a few days later, after we were back at ORU, they called me from the post office and said, come get your boxes. He sent me every tape that he had. And I began to listen to those tapes, Terry. Those were tapes back then. I began to listen to those tapes. And I began to ingest the Word. And it was changing me on the inside. I could sense change taking place. The more I was listening, the more I was attending to the Word of God, the more I was seeing that God wanted me whole, that God wanted me healed, that God wanted me prosperous. And it was really transforming my thinking and changing my mindset about how I saw myself. So the result of sowing the Word of healing into your heart, you will reap a harvest of healing in your body. And we must absolutely remember, do not pay attention to the lies of the devil. In Mark 5:36, but Jesus, not heeding the word spoken, said to the ruler of the synagogue, fear not, only believe.
I think you need to give a little...
Tell him what was going on. Tell him what was happening at that time.
Well, why don't we read it? Mark chapter 5.
All right, Mark chapter 5. All right, go ahead.
We could spend a long time talking about the whole scenario here. Jesus is moving along in the midst of a great crowd. There's a woman with an issue of blood that had approached him in faith. She reached up, touched the hem of his garment. That would be the fringe of that prayer shawl. You know, you might see a Jewish person from time to time that has the prayer shawl hanging out beneath a man's overcoat, those little fringe. Well, she reached up and got hold of that. But in the midst of all that happening, and Jesus told her to testify, well, someone had approached Jesus, and in fact, before she even came up, Jairus had approached her and said, my daughter is laying sick, and I want you to come to my house, and if you will minister to her, she will be well. So they're moving along. The woman comes up, reaches for the hem of his garment, draws on him, life is issued, and then what happened was a servant from Jairus' house came up, and that would be in verse 35. It says, while he was still speaking, there came some from the ruler's house who said to Jairus, your daughter has died. Why bother and distress the teacher any further? Mm-hmm. So talk about cold water being dumped. I mean, the presence, the entire atmosphere of victory was deflated right then. I mean, you can imagine it. Here this woman's giving her testimony, but there was a giant yeah, but, and this servant came in and announced that Jairus' daughter was dead. Don't bother him anymore. It's too late. It's over. There's nothing you can do. You can't turn it around. But Jesus didn't succumb to that. Jesus didn't yield to the atmosphere, but instead, he was master of the atmosphere. Master, he didn't yield to those thoughts, didn't yield, because as soon as he said that, well, the image of death was there.
Yeah.
But he said to Jairus, no, don't pay attention. So the Amplified says, overhearing, but ignoring what they said.
Right.
Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, or to Jairus, don't be seized with alarm, struck with fear. Just keep on believing. So Zoom your posture of faith. Take your place of faith, your place of authority. Don't yield to the circumstances. Don't yield to what you've heard. Don't yield to the environment. Don't yield to the atmosphere. Don't let your mind go there. Keep your mind on what you've already said, that if I will come and minister to her, she will be healed. And of course, we know from the story that's exactly what happened.
So we pay attention to the Word. And that's what we've been talking about today, is just giving our attention to the Word.
And not anything else.
And not anything else.
You've heard ministers say, and the devil said to me such and such. You say, wow, the devil came to his room? What's the scenario that's played out in your mind? It's the self-talk that the devil uses in your own thinking. You begin to argue with the Word. You let circumstances argue with what the Word says. Mm-hmm. Argue with what Jesus said. Argue with what we know to be true. And if you follow that and yield to that train of thought, that self-talk that's going on in mind, devil will start talking to you in your mind at the same sound of your own voice.
Terry, what we're going to be doing on the broadcast every day is praying the prayer of faith for those that are with us, that are watching us, and also giving instruction from the Word of God of how to walk in this. So we covered this today. We are paying attention to the Word of God. And let's come into agreement right now. We want to pray for you. We want to believe God with you over your health, over your healing. Terry, would you pray over them right now? Thank
Father,
you,
according to Mark 11:23, Jesus said, whoever says to the mountain, be lifted up, thrown into
Praise
the sea,
God.
Doesn't doubt in his heart, believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him. Whatever you ask
That's
for in
right.
prayer, believe it's granted and you will get
Thank
it.
You, Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak to sickness, we speak to
Thank
disease,
you,
we speak to
Jesus.
Infection. We speak to eye problems,
Thank
we speak
you,
to kidney problems, heart problems,
Thank
circulatory
you,
problems, injuries, coming back to infection. And in Jesus'
Thank
name,
you,
we cast you out. You
Thank
don't
you,
have authority. The Word has authority.
That's
and
right.
we pray the prayer of faith
Praise
and say,
God.
Be healed.
Be healed.
In Jesus' name.
Glory to God.
We believe, we receive. Now you say that. Jesus, I believe. I receive.
Hallelujah.
Now, don't let the devil talk you out of it.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
We'll be back in just a moment.
He sent his word and healed them. He forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. By his wounds, you were healed. It has always been God's plan for his people to be healthy. According to Hebrews 13:8, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes, so his will is still for you to be well. The Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland is designed to build and strengthen your foundation and understanding of God's promises for you. Your 10-day spiritual action plan contains scripture cards to use everywhere you are, worship music that opens your heart to receive, healing confessions on CD for planting the Word in your heart, morning and evening devotions to build your faith, and bonus teaching messages from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland on DVD. Learn God's promises and know His will for you. Divine health is yours. Walk in it today. God desires for you to live your life in perfect health. To help you learn more, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has Healing and Wellness, your 10-day spiritual action plan, now for just $15. This foundational teaching from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland shows you what the Word has to say about your health and will give you the tools you need to leave sickness and disease behind you forever. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, go to kcm.org. While online, you'll also find other products, tools, and resources to help you walk in divine health.
I am very excited about this 10-day spiritual action plan for healing and wellness. This gives you the opportunity to take a 10-day period of time and just focus on the Word of God. Everything is written out here. We have CDs and scripture cards, and it's a marvelous piece of work for you to be able to lay hold on the healing of God that belongs to you. And it would be an outstanding Christmas gift as well. Christmas is just right around the corner, so order yours today.
You know, George, I remember we were bringing our kids up when they were small. There were times when you would buy something for each one of us in the family. I remember you bought a specific Bible translation one year, or there were certain things you would get, and we would make that our morning devotion. This is set up for 10 days, but you could break it down and make it last a month or however long the Lord was leading you. And we would have our breakfast devotions at the table with the kids and get them up a little earlier, spend extra 10, 15 minutes together in the Word. And you could do that and begin to build healing into your children.
Praise God.
And so get each child one, you know, put their names on it, glitter, stickers, whatever it takes. We did that and it worked. Hey, we want to remind you about the Southwest Believers Convention coming July 2nd through the 7th in Fort Worth, Texas, Cowtown, where the West begins. We want to invite you to this. You know, this is a very special one because we'll be celebrating 45 years in ministry. But 2012 is a big year for a lot of reasons. 2012, that's 50 years since Brother Copeland received the Lord. He and Sister Copeland, my goodness, and a lot of other outstanding things have happened in that 2012 is really a milestone year. So we wanted to invite you to come and be a part of that and make your plans to join me for pre-service prayer. We have that Monday through Friday. And you know, the room shakes, bless the Lord, when the believers get together in faith. Hallelujah.
Hey, this is Pastor George and Terry Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of this week's broadcasts, visit us online at kcm.org or call or write to us today. Remember to request your free brochure, You Are Healed by Gloria Copeland. For faster processing, go to kcm.org and request your free brochure in hard copy or electronic download. For hard copy, one per household, please. Offer good for 30 days. Take the first step toward a life of divine health. Request You Are Healed by Gloria Copeland today.
He has called us to be free and be blessed and walk in the power and the outpouring of that blessing.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The Branson Victory Campaign, March 8th through the 10th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Living Victory West Coast Faith Encounter, Anaheim, California with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. Dates to be announced. Celebrate 30 years in Europe at the Europe Victory Campaign, May 10th through 12th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Excel Center in London, UK. Living Victory Pacific Rim Faith Encounter, Honolulu, Hawaii, June 15th and 16th with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. The Southwest Believers Convention, July 2nd through 7th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information on these and other events, go to the KCM website.